ideals and call them what you want, must always strive to explore the unknown, the new worlds. The moment that a nation turns inward, that it becomes insular, that it becomes parochial, it ceases not only to degrade in terms of being a world of power, but it ceases to become great in other ways.
It's like England.
Yeah,
look it up, England. Let's look at Austria.
Here's Austria, a lovely, beautiful country. What the hell have the Austrians produced since they were dismembered after the Empire? Nothing. Nothing in the way of great music, art. I don't mean not good people. But my point is that here we must seek to explore the unknown. Also, we might find something. But you've got to seek to explore it. You've got to push out the boundaries of reason.
Can't take the adventure, the spirit of adventure away from
that. That's it. Well, I often use the example of the New World. When America was discovered, those nations that stayed back, you see the British, the Spanish, and the rest, they moved out there to the New World, and the French, and others who wouldn't take the risk, and the rest, they never made it. And so it is. Now we have, it's harder to understand, and there are new worlds other than space we all have. There are new worlds in science, medicine, and all these things that most of us don't understand. I understand space, but nevertheless, in this area, I think all of you fellows, I said this to others of your group, you can be assured that despite the undulating amounts of public support, that the national spirit needs what you're doing. You can't estimate that in terms of budget. I don't mean that we can go hog wild on the budget, because the Congress wouldn't allow that either. But who knows what it means to the national spirit to have gone to the moon? Who knows what it may mean to the national spirit? And let's look at, I don't care who it is. Maybe I post, maybe the British by that time will recover. Maybe the Germans. Let us suppose somebody else goes to Mars before we do. Who knows what that's going to do to the spirit of the United States, right? Now understand, that's why let's get there. First, we'd like you to do it cooperatively, and we'll offer it. But on the other hand, we've got to have our own program, you see.
National spirit is a word that I don't think I've used before, and I think that's a good phrase. Well,
I believe
the gentlemen are very good at getting that national spirit across.
Mr. President, if you permit me to...
You must explore the unknown, that's my point. And I think one of the ways, one of the ways I would do it so that you don't make, frankly, you have a lot of intellectuals, of course he's one, but
former,
yeah, a lot of intellectuals that don't make much of the space program. They said, and the ghettos, when I heard about the ghettos, good God, I don't mind all the ghettos, and do everything, all these other things, and get rid of cancer, and something other. But you can always say that the exploration of the unknown, and that means science, it means breakthroughs in education, it means breakthroughs in technocracy, breakthroughs in, transportation, but space, it's the unknown. What's out there? What do you think? Go ahead.
I was just going to say that in public support, this last couple of weeks, we've been on a tour throughout 19 cities now, or 20 cities. And we have had outstanding receptions in every case, from the Roxbury area of Boston to Knoxville, Tennessee to Minneapolis, St. Paul. The public is behind the program.
Good.
At least the
well, that's great. That's great. Well, you just continue to. It's part of one of the things. I met your opposite numbers, the cosmonauts, when I were over there. You've met some of them.
Yes.
One. I met the big guy that was over here, and there was a very interesting shirt. The one thing that I noticed here is how close how similar you fellows are. They're very very husky. All three of the Russians that I saw. We're very husky. Well, the cosmonaut, the woman cosmonaut was not. They maybe picked her for other reasons. No, she didn't. But the others, I don't mean that they were overweight, but they're, every astronaut that I've met is about like your build. I mean, I don't know why it is. There must be reasons for picking it. But these guys are all big, burly guys. One was not too tall. But he looked like a, little sort of a running guard.
Those height and weight restrictions are always a
fact that we have just made this announcement, this might not be a bad idea to work, to have these fellows go over. What do you think? Or somebody. I'm just thinking of the fact that
these three fellows can't leave because they're the backup crew. Well, let's see.
Oh, the next one.
Two of them are backup crew for the next one.
Well, it doesn't make
sense. We'll get some others.
That's my point. You, Alex, have this, you and check with Dr. Blakeman. I think it's got to be checked with the Kissinger staff to see whether what the Russians would like. You see, we're having some more exchange and that sort of thing. I don't commend this particularly. It's an exciting thing. I was talking to the Mexican president. And he was, of course, all over Latin America, there were terrible problems, and that we, meaning the United States, and other, particularly the United States, and our business team and the rest didn't help solve these problems. They'd find another solution, which would be Castroism and communism. And I was almost ready to say, well, the solution would be a lot worse than the problem. You know, if you just don't have the press release, what you're not answering. Well, I think that a follow-up in terms. And I just want a well-publicized deal, and also an exchange where some of theirs came over here, and look into what we have, and we go over and look into what they have. It should not just be it should be somebody at the technical level. On your side. I mean, look at that, and then somebody who has the glamour.
Yes,
you don't have any glamour.
No, not at all. I don't need to, just so we do what's necessary. I think that's fine. I'm not looking at any staff.
Let me say that I won't get a chance probably to talk to you tonight except in the receiving line, but you're going to Camp David, I hope, because I'm asking you to come out. We cleared out the president of the Mexican president today, and I strongly urge you, because you had this hard trip, you were enormously. Everything up there, you've got to get your views, all the facilities, including there are two swimming pools. There's one that I have, well, you can add a sauna if you like it, and everything from golf carts to bicycles to skeet shooting to tennis to golf, a couple of stereo holes, and bowling. But most mainly, one of the nice things you can do if you like it, and relaxation. You have private movies. They have very good selection. And the food is outstanding. I'm sending up my own Navy chef, and you go up there and order this. Order steak, it's the best thing. Or roast beef. Or the second time you like it, he makes a great belt.
Yeah,
drink the wine, drink the, let me see, I don't like champagne, the white wine is the best one. We have the second wine, which is we have to serve, but it's good, but not but if you agree to watch your wine, they like the white wine. It's really good.
We only serve one.
Standing before the people as you come in.